Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning. 6 o'clock, minus 15. Feels like minus 23 out there. A little bit of a difference from yesterday when it was plus 4, but hey, why not have some snow and then melt it and then freeze it to ice?
Yeah,
why not?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of crazy out there. Definitely slippery on the sidewalks, definitely slippery on the roads, but the roads are actually, you know, for the first time this week, I feel like you could probably get to work safely.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You never know. Who knows?
Thursday.
Who knows?
My street, like a residential street, is just a one-way street. I keep telling you guys this. Like, yeah. I have to throw my truck into the snowbank every time somebody else comes the other way.
Oh my god!
It's just thing. I feel like when you're like nose to nose with another car,
yeah.
Like on a one way, if you've got the car that can handle the off roading or the snow roading,
yeah.
Then you're the one that's got to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like in my neighborhood, it's like, well, here's a Prius and here's a Volvo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm gonna have to do this again.
Yeah. I got the truck I don't need. So
yeah, 100%. But I needed it this week. Damn it. So anyway, destroy your debt. 8 o'clock, we got a keyword for you, and we're going to check in with the crew before the show gets started here. TJ, what's on your mind?
Pinterest is predicting style trends for this year, and some things that caught my attention: bedazzled accessories, tooth gems, high puff hairstyles, and mullets are coming.
Mullets are back.
Mullets are back. Woo-hoo. They are back.
You guys reacted to the wrong one.
Yeah.
High puff hairstyles, does that mean, what was the thing that Snooki used to wear on Jersey Shore?
That was
like
never
a bump.
Style.
The bump.
That was, that was never in style.
Yeah. No.
Wasn't it though?
No.
But hire the hair closer to God. That's right. Jax, what about you?
We've been shouting out, rightfully so, a lot of plow drivers this week. I want to give a big shout out to the garbage people this week and the recycling people this week, because it's my garbage day today, and I put my garbage compartment on a mountain, and I have no idea how they're going to get it.
Right.
So good luck, and thank you so much for what you're doing, because it's an absolute mess out there.
Producer Leah, you had a rough morning.
Yeah, if it ain't one thing, it's the other. As you guys already know, I've had a rough start to my week.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up to a puddle of water all over my kitchen this morning.
Oh, good.
Because my fridge is leaking.
Good.
Currently leaking as we speak.
Oh. Now, question for you. When you walked into the kitchen, did you find the puddle of water by wearing socks?
Yeah, well, I always wear socks.
So you're wearing socks and then you stepped in the puddle. There's nothing worse. If you have bare feet, it's
nothing.
Fine. But when you've got brand new socks on...
They're not new, but they were socks.
No, okay. But I mean like fresh socks, you know, out of the
That's
water.
That's the worst. Yes.
That's
yes,
the worst. Yes. Well, anyway, so it's been a rough week for Leah.
So specific.
Stranded in her purple.
Yeah.
It's just wild. But hey, listen. Listen. There is good news on the way to be announced later today, but we're going to tell you what it is with regards to loosening restrictions.
Woo!
They're letting us breathe a little. Just
maybe.
A little. Yeah, maybe. 6:10, we'll tell you about it.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Restrictions. Lockdowns. Sayonara. Well, not really. I mean, we're going to partially lose some of our restrictions here on the 31st of January. Now, this hasn't officially been announced yet, but all this information is sort of leaked overnight. And what we know is that we're going to be able to go back to restaurants on the 31st of January at 50% capacity.
Yes.
So that's good. And it looks like gyms will be there's no confirmation that gyms will be open, although you have to imagine that they will be. It's just a matter of, you know, you got to wear your mask and probably 50% restrictions and that sort of thing. But it's nice, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's super nice.
It also feels too good to be true because, you know, when we had the lockdown happen last winter, they said it would be for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden it was June.
Yeah.
So
and
I
like, and you can't golf or play soccer.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think that anything would be happening positivity-wise this quickly.
Yeah.
I never thought I would miss going to the gym so much, but I tried doing the at-home workouts. Like, I really, really tried over the last month. It's really difficult.
Yeah, it's
I really need somebody wearing a sweater to yell at me about my form.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you need structure to your day, and structure means leaving your house weirdly. I noticed when last week, you know, I was on the air, but, you know, Jax and I both had COVID, and I noticed that, you know, by the time Thursday rolled around and I was actually able to even go to the grocery store, getting out of the house and walking around, what a difference it makes to your brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, we could all use that. It's the darkest, coldest month. We're about to enter a deep freeze.
Yeah.
Please give me something to do. Please give me something. And sometimes it's like, it's not like I go to restaurants all that much.
Yeah.
People are always like, why are you complaining about this? You don't go to restaurants that much. And you'd be right. 100% I don't. But it's knowing that I can.
That you can. And, you know, restaurants and gyms also provide community for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And when we're isolated and not seeing anybody and essentially in an echo chamber with our partner or just ourselves, it's hard. And having the option to go and talk to other people and feel connected somehow is imperative.
See, and Val and I would disagree with that because we just love that we could spend even more time together.
You guys are indoor cats.
Indoor cats. I mean, she's definitely in Peterborough right now with her parents for a couple days. But other than that,
I'm excited. You know what? I'm excited to be able to go out for dinner with my friends.
Yeah.
And it's 100%. But you know, the one thing that I will say that this pandemic has done is it has made booking a reservation so much easier.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody is jumped on board. There was those restaurants before the pandemic. It's like, we don't take reservations. Yeah. You have to walk up. Yeah. No, you got to take them now, don't you?
I want open table or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Everything I've learned about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox has been against my will. It's one of the most viral tweets of the last 10 days. I'm not kidding. Somebody tweeted that out, and it's so true. Every time you hear about the two of them, you're like, I wasn't even asking.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, I have, from the beginning, been obsessed with them. I've been obsessed
with
them.
You do love them.
They're the new, you know, Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson, or Kid Rock and Pamela Anderson. They're just wild.
Love that.
Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie. Wild.
We
crazy.
Didn't need another couple like that.
Oh, we did.
You kind of do, though, right? Because you need something every once in a while.
The next headline, I'm with you, TJ. The next headline, Machine Gun Kelly's ring for Megan Fox, because they're engaged, don't you know? And they drank each other's blood at the ceremony where they got engaged, because they had a ceremony.
Did you not do that when you got engaged?
No. When I got engaged, I got down on one knee, fumbled through some words, and then said, will you marry me?
Yeah.
But this, like, they had time to drink each other's blood and have a camera there and everything. Anyway, MGK gave Megan Fox a ring that will hurt her finger if she takes it off because love is supposed to hurt.
Oh, no, it's not.
He told Vogue because Vogue is now interviewing Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Vogue. Anna Wintour Vogue. The concept is that the ring can come apart to make two rings. When it's together, it's held in place by a magnet. So you can see how it can snap together. And then it forms an obscure heart. Kind of, you know, he's got two little rings and there are two little diamonds in it, and they kind of look like a heart. Okay. The bands are actually thorns, though. So if she tries to take it off, it hurts because love is pain.
What about when she's like doing the dishes and she's like, oh, I don't want to lose my ring.
No.
Oh, now I have to hurt my finger. Thanks a lot, MGK.
She doesn't do her dishes, let's be honest here. The only reason I'm committed to this couple is because I can't wait to see them fall apart.
No.
Is that awful?
That's a little awful.
That's not in a bad way.
Can't they be weird together
forever? How is that
forever?
In a good way?
What's that? No, they won't be. They will not be together forever. I can put money on that.
But they've been together in several different lifetimes. Just ask them.
And several after, too.
Yeah.
They drank each other's blood. I just don't think it's off to a good or a healthy start.
Maybe they were iron deficient.
Yeah, it could be. Jax?
I don't want it to follow like a part in a bad, bad, bad way. I just don't think it's going to work out. And I can't wait to see how that happens.
Wow.
I'm opposite. I want a reality show with these two.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
I want to know how creepy and weird they are at 80 years old. It's going to be great.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What do you think of the new Sex in the City? Called In Just Like That, I think.
And Just Like That.
Okay.
It's a weird title.
I know, I don't understand that. Maybe Jax and Leah are the Sex in the City people.
Go ahead, Leah. Tell
them
the
why. Phrase is used every episode at the end, and she kind of concludes the episode with, and just like that, this is the meaning of the episode.
Right.
Ah.
It makes a lot of sense.
Why couldn't we just call it Sex in the City older now?
Oh,
you know, 20
years
really
later.
What it is.
Yeah.
Right? Now there has been a lot of backlash, and my girlfriend Natalie's been watching it, so I've been watching it with her. And it's because it seems to be like they're trying to get every new social norm in there somehow, some way, right? Is that how it feels? How does it feel?
They're trying to tick and check every single box, and in a really rushed and performative way.
Okay.
And
it's a really
bad idea. They're like, don't worry, we're gonna cover
it's queer stories. It's not an all-white cast anymore. We got queer stories. We get this. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Queer
stories,
black stories. We're gonna talk about, you know, it's everything, and it's not done properly.
And we're
really
podcasting.
Yeah, it's really sad to see because it's not that I was expecting like, oh, they're gonna do this one right, but I didn't expect them to do it so wrong.
Right. But at the same time, we have to admit something.
What?
We're watching every episode. We're not stopping. I'm excited to watch it tonight. It comes on Thursday.
Yeah. So,
like, we watch it. Yeah. We're dedicated.
So as not good as it's been, because the storylines have been kind of weak, right?
Awful.
it has inspired another creator of another similar type show.
Okay.
Which was a little bit more raw and edgy at its time, mm-hmm. which is Girls by Lena Dunham.
Oh, good.
So Lena Dunham wants to bring it back. It went off the air in 2017.
Yeah.
And she said, it was such a pleasure to see those women back together and get their take on middle-aged sexuality. For me, those women can do no wrong. We all recognize it's not time yet, but I would love to bring it back at a moment when the characters' lives have really changed. So do you want to see, because I know you both watched it.
Yeah.
Girls for me, like, it. I know it wasn't meant for a guy like me, but I just found it so, like, every character's bad. Mm-hmm. I didn't like any of them.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So I was trying to figure out why people would want it back, but maybe you guys can tell me. Would you guys watch it?
I would watch every single episode, and I would hate every minute.
Yeah, really? It's going to be Sex and the City all over again. Yeah, for sure. I 1,000 would watch it.
Why do you feel like that?
Because we have progressed so much as a society, especially when it comes to TV, in the past, 5 to 10 years. And what we don't need is girls. We've come beyond that. We've had such huge shows. I mean, we've had Insecure, we've had Euphoria, we've had all these big HBO, these groundbreaking shows. These big shows that have really good storylines that actually reflect the world as we are now. Ooh. And then it's like Sex and the City, and then Girls, which is predominantly an all-white cast that's not telling storylines that reflects anybody.
Well, do you think they're going to pull a Sex and the City this time where they bring in all these new topics and issues of the world get it wrong again?
No.
Let me throw it out there. It's important to have those issues, but don't try to put them into 60 minutes.
Exactly.
You know
every
what I mean?
Episode.
Every episode.
Seven different topics to face.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And also, if you're going to tell these storylines, have people writing these storylines that are actually queer or black.
There you go.
Yes. No, it's got to be a white person thinks a black person
feels.
Right. Yeah.
Right. That's what we all want to watch.
It's going to be Lena Dunham's Instagram in TV form, and I'm not
Yikes.
Doing it. I'm
no,
not
no,
doing
no,
it.
No.
TJ, you in?
I am so not in this.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Some good news could finally be coming for our friends in the restaurant and gym industry. CB24 reported yesterday that the Ontario government is apparently going to announce that restaurants can reopen at 50% capacity on January 31st. Dougie also pretty much said the same thing, that gyms are going to be reopening at the same time. In fact, his full quote was, "We look forward to having a good announcement for restaurants, gyms, and other folks that have been closed." Thank you, Doug. Adam Wilde's favorite artist, and quote, "the greatest artist of our generation, Bruno Mars, is getting a Vegas residency."
Yeah, baby.
Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak have announced Silk Sonic will be starting a 13-date residency starting February 25th.
They're just giving them out to anybody now, eh?
Bruno said on Twitter, "It's happening, the sexiest party of the year. Them Silk Sonic boys are performing live in Vegas. No word yet on what the budget is going to be for lifts for Bruno's shoes."
Was Celine busy?
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. Dare you.
Did you guys see the video that's going viral? The Toronto restaurant is offering a free meal to a customer who braved the blizzard only to find out the place was closed. Did you see this? So, a Jamaican staple, Nicey's Eatery in Scarborough, posted security footage, and it shows their walk-up, and there's just 50 feet of snow.
Yeah.
This guy is trudging through it like he's in Star Wars and he's on Hoth. He gets to the door, notices it's closed. He drops to his knees and you can read the look on his face. Yeah. He's going, "No!" So they posted this footage on Instagram. They're trying to track this person down, and they say that their next meal is on Nicey's.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I love that.
That is awesome.
Yeah. That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Just an hour away from $100,000 to destroy your debt. We got a keyword for you at 8 o'clock. And right now, Lil Nas X, Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, Monday. A lot of snow. Fair to say. Dramatic. Crazy. 23 years since we've had a snowstorm like that. Now, let me ask you something. Producer Leah, stuck at Young and Bloor because she couldn't get any further. She couldn't get up to Young and Shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see your boyfriend that night?
I didn't see anybody.
You didn't see anybody that night. Okay. What was RJ, your boyfriend, up to?
He was stuck in the snow himself.
Where?
Where he lives.
Which is?
Woodbridge.
Okay. Hmm. Well, just want to let you know.
Stop.
That a young man named Ian Best of Seneca College walked 12 and a half kilometers.
This guy.
Through the blizzard. To share some cake with his girlfriend, Amy.
Wow.
He documented the whole thing on TikTok and it was romantic.
Okay. Yeah. Was there a special occasion? Why cake?
He said, we planned a few days before the storm that we would hang out on Monday and share cake.
Yeah.
But the storm came. Oh. And I still wanted to see her.
He did?
Wow. His journey on TikTok has amassed over 500,000 views since he posted it all on Tuesday.
Just want to say, by the way, that Woodbridge is only 20 kilometers walking to Young and Shepherd.
So you're not worth 20 kilometers, Leah?
Wait a second. I wasn't at Young and Shepherd. As you know, I was stuck at Young and Bloor. Okay?
Oh, you can walk to Shepherd?
No. He asked.
Did
if he asked not to walk, but to see if he could drive out and come and get me. And I said, I don't want you on the road.
Yeah, God, that's no, what I think said. That was the right call.
Hang on. He had a car?
He has a car.
So he could definitely come and see you.
Stop it, Jack.
I said,
don't
no,
do this.
I'm just saying. And he offered. I said no because I don't want to put him in peril danger.
But sometimes you have to listen to your heart.
Right.
And not
what?
Your partner.
What?
And you need to go find your woman. That's what I would have
done. Well, the difference in Leah's story and the story we were just talking about is there was cake involved.
Yeah. I bet there was cake involved.
Hey.
That's what I'm saying. Ian Best of Seneca College. Mm-hmm. Do you think Ian Best of Seneca College is doing this?
No.
If?
No.
They're the first
He's not doing
weeks.
This for his best friend. What's that?
They're in the first couple weeks.
Yeah, and you just die without each other, right?
There's only so many Snapchats before you're like, I need more.
I gotta see you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you heard? The restrictions are loosening on January 31st.
Yay!
Now, has that officially been announced yet? No, but the information leaked last night. You'll hear about it in a press conference around, like, I don't know. It'll be scheduled for 11, but I'm sure they'll get on board by, like, 11:45 today. Mm-hmm. A little bit late on their announcement. So, what Jax and TJ and I thought we should do is talk about the restaurants we are most excited to go back to.
Oh, yes.
And these don't have to be bougie restaurants. They could be the little local Greasy Spoon, whatever it is. We want to hear your rankings of the top three restaurants you can't wait to get back to. We want to shout them out. We want to love them because we miss them so very much. So let's kick it off with...
I'm going to Motel Restaurant in Hamilton. This
Motel
place,
Restaurant.
It is on Barton. It has one of the best brunches that I've ever had. It's like a motel themed style diner. It's incredible. They have loaded breakfast nacho fries.
Oh, okay.
And they are just next level. And it's honestly one of the most delicious meals I've ever had in my entire life. So Hamilton, I will be back, baby.
TJ?
Number three for me, Chiang Mai and Park Lawn. This is mine and Val's go-to spot in our neighborhood. The place has great vibes. The decor there is so much fun. The people who work there are the nicest people on earth. And the food is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I normally get green curry.
Ooh,
yum.
And it's
good.
Yes.
Love Chiang Mai.
Love that. All right. Number three for me is going to be Amazing Ted's on Kingston Road in Scarborough,
there
baby.
There we go, Scarborough.
Listen, you've been bag skated by your coach at 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Blue line back, red line back, blue line back, red line back. You've skated and skated and skated, and you're hungry, and you're a teenager, and you want to eat so many pieces of bacon and all the eggs. Amazing Ted's is the place to go.
Okay.
It's been open, and it is a staple in the Port Union community. And it has been for, I think, like 35 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got to take you guys there. Like, listen, unless you're from that area, you've never heard of it.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, Amazing Ted's is the best.
Okay.
It still looks the same way it did in 1977. Worth going to.
Rustic Local Bistro in Orangeville. My girlfriend's from Orangeville, and we checked out this place. It's on Broadway. It's so incredible. I have had prosciutto-wrapped cod from there, which at the beginning, I was like, I've never even heard of this combination. It's one of the most delicious things. I'll say this as an East Coaster that I've ever had in my entire life when it comes to seafood. So good. So nice.
Number two for me, we're going on a road trip to Peterborough, Ontario, which is where my girlfriend Val is from. She took me to a place called Ashburnham Ale House, and it is my favorite place to go when we're in Peterborough now. Their breakfast is amazing. It's the best bar coffee I've ever had in my entire life.
Bar coffee?
What's that?
Honestly, most bars forget about the coffee. Good
oh,
bar,
like
coffee.
Bar coffee.
Yeah.
So good. And then I always get the Reuben, which is a pastrami sandwich with Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, grainy Dijon.
Oh. Incredible. By the way,
so good.
My pick, Amazing Ted's, for number three, was in the movie Tin Cup. Just throwing that out there.
Really?
Didn't know that. Number two for me is going to be the Firkin in the Flatiron Building, where I always go for wings and beers
Get
with TJ.
Our bar. Get out of here.
That's our bar. And it's the one that's underneath the Flatiron Building. Yeah. And TJ's favorite feature of this, and this is why he always wants to sit inside, is there's dogs that walk by, and they feed the dogs treats through the window. The dog's on the street, and so the dog is above you, and they're very excited, and they're wagging their tail, and their whole butt's going. It's great.
They stop at the window because they know.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
It's the best.
Cute. Tabbouleh Middle Eastern on Queen East. There's a couple locations. And Tabbouleh, it's right by Broadview and Queen. It is one of the most delicious places that I've ever eaten. Not only do they have amazing chicken and amazing plates, but they also have like non-alcoholic cocktails, which are incredible. And they are so creative and so good. And also the wait staff there is just some of the nicest people I've ever met. So I can't wait to get back to Tabbouleh.
Uh-oh. Are you guys in the car? Because we're going to Brampton, where I am from. And we're going to AJ's Diner.
Oh,
tell us about AJ's.
Okay. So
what's going on at AJ's?
My best friend Zach and I grew up in Brampton. I've known Zach every day I've been on this planet. And from the day that one of us was able to drive, we would go to AJ's like every weekend. And they have the most amazing breakfast. It's a very like typical diner, but there's just something about the vibe there. It's really cool. Yeah. They have the leather booths that you would slide into.
Yeah.
And they know your name when you walk in. They know Zach a bit more because he's a bit more handsome than I am. But anyway, they have the best just traditional breakfast of eggs and bacon and all that stuff, but the omelets are amazing.
There's an art to a good breakfast.
There really is.
Number one for me is admittedly bougie, but it's just down the street from here, and it's where Jax and TJ and I have gone for breakfast many, many times, but I've also been there for dinner on Christmas. Weird.
Oh.
It's Coast. It's the restaurant that's above the hotel.
K-O-S-T.
And it basically feels like you're flying.
Yes.
While you're eating. It's very, very cool. It's one of the most Instagrammable spots in the city because the CN Tower is right there.
Yeah.
And apparently, if you're there at the right time in the summertime, there's like a pool and people are it's like party club or whatever.
Yeah.
I miss those days. But it is the best for breakfast. You should definitely check it out.
It's also really well priced, which surprises
me.
Because it looks really fancy.
Like I said, it does look fancy, but you could still eat for like $20.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah. So anyway, we just thought we'd throw some of those out there for you. We want to know what your picks are. Let's get local, though.
Yes.
Like, tell us about the place in your restaurant that you're like, I am so excited for it to open up because it is the best. And tell us why it is the best. I could taste that green curry when you mentioned it.
Right?
I can't wait. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, restaurants are coming back, we think, January 31st. Basically, it was almost confirmed overnight that that's what the government will announce today. 31st January, 50% capacity. By the way, for anybody watching out, it looks like gyms will be back too, which is awesome. So, we wanted to rank some of the restaurants that we can't wait to get back to, and we wanted to hear your picks at 999-99. TJ, what do we got?
Terry Linson's in the good one from the 289 Dutch Mill Restaurant off of Clapsom's Corner near Waterdown, specifically their breakfast menu. They have the best homemade flaky bun with raspberry jam.
Ooh.
They also have a petting zoo and farmer's market, so you can shop and feed the animals. It's so cute and so delicious.
There are so many cute places around Waterdown.
If we did a jams ranking, raspberry has to win.
Yeah, raspberry's number one seed.
Raspberry is the best jam.
Or you can say the truth and say strawberry, but okay.
Whoa.
I mean, like, if you don't have taste buds, you can say strawberry,
honestly,
for sure.
What else we got, TJ?
Another one from the 905 out in Oakville. Number three, Plank Resto Bar. It's a funky tapas menu.
Ooh.
Number two, the Fire Hall. Best wings in town. That just sounds like they know how to do wings.
Is that the same Fire Hall that's in Collingwood? There's like a few Fire Halls, right?
Oh,
isn't there one in Collingwood?
I'm not sure.
My ex-girlfriend take me to that, and then we had pizza. It was really good.
And number one, Pepino's Pizza Oven, the best oven-baked pizzas. What is the hot dog place in, like, Oakville?
Easterbrooks.
Easterbrooks.
Oh, my God, Easterbrooks. I should have put that on my list. They're so good.
From the 437, Sultan's Tent. It's on Front Street across from the Flatiron Building that Adam was talking about. It is Moroccan food that melts in your mouth. Amazing atmosphere. the whole experience.
I've always wondered about that place.
It looks cool.
I've also always wondered about that bar that's in the area called Pravda, which is like the Russian-themed vodka bar. I always... expensive-looking people go in there, and I'm like, if I could ever look expensive, I too could go in there.
So I used to live in that neighborhood, and they always have like a little red carpet out front of it, and I took one look at the carpet and thought, never in a thousand years will I be able to go in here.
Right? Yeah.
So next door, there was like a video game bar where you go downstairs, and it's all neon lighting, and they hand you PlayStation console games and stuff. It's a lot of fun there.
That'd be more my vibe.
It's a great spot in the city. Last one here from the 647, Tin Cup Cafe in Uxbridge. They have the best chicken and brie sandwiches for lunch. Ooh, and at dinner, they serve amazing meals as well. You can't go wrong with anything they serve. I can't wait to go back.
I'm just hungry now. Oh. I'm so hungry.
Chicken and brie would be so good right now at 7:30.
We're going to be able to go on dates soon, guys.
Yeah, we are.
Yay.
It's great.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Wait, shh. You smell that? That's the smell of good news. Some good news could be coming for restaurants and gyms. According to CP24, yesterday, the Ontario government basically came to the decision that coming up, they're going to open up restaurants and gyms again. The 50% capacity starting on January 31st. That's not 100% officially confirmed yet. They haven't released the statement, but that's the direction things are going. Doug Ford, his full quote on this was, quote, "We look forward to having a good announcement for restaurants, gyms, and other folks that have been closed." So that's some good news. Hey, this is kind of weird. Google Nest changed its white noise sound, and parents got so mad that they changed it back. If you're not familiar, it's basically just static, and a lot of people like sleeping to it, and a lot of people like having their children sleep to it, or at least it drowns out the sounds of their cries. Parents immediately started going online and groaning about it because the older version was apparently quieter and more muffled. So kids couldn't sleep. Or sorry, the new one was muffled, so it wasn't really working, and kids couldn't sleep and were literally throwing tantrums. So they were going online and begging for the old white noise machine back, and then they fixed it because they said there was an issue, but it's back to normal now.
I bought a white noise machine for Everly right before she was born. Mm-hmm. It's the Fisher-Price one from Toys R Us, like $100.
Yeah.
What?
You could just get the $20 Google Home or Amazon Echo.
Play Heavy Rain.
Play Heavy Rain, and that's what we do with Everly now. Wow. It's crazy.
Pinterest is predicting the style trends for 2022. Some of them are kind of awesome. Bedazzled accessories.
Ooh.
Tooth gems, pearls, high pop hairstyles, checkerboard patterns, vibrant, colorful outfits. Here's two that got the internet kind of in a huff. Number one. Mullets are coming back this year, which is what my barber said was going to happen. Like mid last year, he said mullets are coming back.
They are.
At the time, he had a mullet, so I think that was wishful thinking.
Can I get one?
You could 100% always look what's happening in the UK. And
I want a mullet.
Mullets are everywhere in London right now.
Yeah.
The other thing that they're predicting is going to be big is, quote, goth business casual.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Again, London. I love it. Honestly.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Hey, we've got a keyword for you at 8 o'clock. And what's that for? $100,000 with Destroy Your Debt on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, everybody, let's welcome Peter to the show.
Hi, Peter!
Hey, hi.
How's it going, Peter?
Happy New Year, right? Can I still say that? Happy New Year?
I don't know if you did.
You can still say it.
Okay.
Peter's not a heater.
So, Peter, you are here to talk about somebody named Miriam, and this is a person you went on a date with. And can you explain how it all went? Like, what happened? Why are you on Ghosted?
I don't know. Miriam is she's really cute. And she just has, I don't know, I can just feel it. She has all the qualities that, you know, that I want. You know, she's smart, she's pretty, kind, like, she's just the whole package. And, you know, definitely someone I want to bring home to the parents. So I just treated her the way a woman of her caliber should be treated. So I don't know. I really don't get why I haven't heard back.
There's always something. Don't you worry, Peter. Don't you worry. We'll find out.
Well, maybe you should worry, Peter.
Yeah. If we learn one thing through Ghosted, it's everything always works out.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Listen, it's not that like good on you. It's good to treat people well, but that's not necessarily a reason to get them to call back, right? So
yeah.
So okay. Do you have a good feeling about this, Peter, or a bad feeling about this?
Look, I mean, I'll put it this way. I mean, not to sound cocky, but I mean, I've been told I'm a pretty good-looking dude. I mean, she even complimented me when we first met, so, you know, it can't be, you know, anything like that, you know.
Okay. You know, Well, you know, good looking dudes don't get ghosted, right?
It'd be weird if she said you weren't good looking on the first date.
Yeah. Oh, you're not what I was expecting.
Hello, you're ugly. Yeah, no.
All right. All right, Peter, we're just giving you a hard time. You know what we're going to do? We're going to play a song. We're going to come back, and we are going to call her with Peter listening on the phone, and we'll see what happens. Peter, you ready for that?
Yep. Let's do it.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So if you haven't met Peter, Peter is admittedly good looking and treated Miriam to a really nice date one-on-one. And he said that she complimented his looks and that he treated her like a queen and that he doesn't understand why she wouldn't get back to him. Peter, do I have that right?
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah.
So the question is, good looking guy, treats you well. Why not just a second date? Peter, you know that from listening to Ghosted that things get a little hairy sometimes, right? It's aggressive. So are you sure you're ready for whatever answer she gives?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, let's make the phone call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Miriam?
Yeah, this is her.
Miriam. Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey. Okay, so...
Oh, my God. Why are you guys calling me?
Well, that's a good question. Why do you think we might be calling you?
Oh, I don't know. I know you guys do all those, like, crazy segments, but I don't know why I'd be on one, so...
Well, I mean, you might be on one because of a guy named Peter.
Oh... Oh, my God, I can't believe he called you guys about this. But, like, oh, my God. I mean, we went on one date. But, actually, you know what? He was kind of crazy on that date, so that, like, this feels right.
Ugh. Is he ugly?
it's a real question.
I mean, he was handsome, but
okay.
It wasn't really
okay.
For
so okay, you said a key word there. He was acting a bit crazy. What do you mean by that?
What happened?
Okay, so it started like basically right from the beginning. Like as soon as he saw me, he said, "Wow, this is wifey material in the flesh," which I thought was odd.
Yeah, he said the quiet part loud.
Yeah, a compliment. Not all the same. An odd compliment. Yeah. An odd compliment.
Yeah, so I ignored it because I was like, okay. And then when we sat down to eat, I caught him staring at me. And when I asked him why, he said he was wondering what our kids would look like.
Oh, no.
And then he went on to tell me about how he wants a boy first and then a girl 2 years later and how he wants the kids to be a perfect blend of us.
Sure.
He's a clinger. Good.
Do people really talk like this, huh?
Well, people like sometimes will set their expectations for a relationship, but discussing what you want your kids to look like and the timeline of which they are to be born is a little bit odd.
So Miriam, I think, I think what I want to know is, so he throws those compliments at you. Again, they could be harmless. It just seems a bit odd.
It's an odd thing to say. It's weird, Adam, straight up. 100%.
Listen, I'm with you. It's weird, admittedly, but I'm trying to... how do you handle that? Like, what did you do?
Well, so I kind of just, like, laughed it off.
Okay.
But then it got worse. Because then he starts asking me what time I think is the best to have a wedding, spring or summer.
Fall.
And I was like, thought maybe he was joking. Like, maybe he's just, like, really funny. And then he got really serious and asked me how old I was. So he knew how many more good years I had left.
Pardon me?
Yeah. Oh. I told him he was out of line, and he got all offended, and I was like, okay, yeah, no. And then I just, like, was waiting for the date to be over.
Yeah.
You made the right choice.
All right, Miriam, we've done you dirty a little bit here. Peter's been listening.
Okay.
And, good start.
And, yeah, I know, I'm sorry. Peter, I think you need to be the next one to talk and explain all of this.
Look, I don't know why you're upset about any of this. I'll tell you why.
You really don't, Peter?
No, I don't. No, because all the dudes on these dating apps are just looking for one thing, and I'm looking for the opposite. And you just so happen to be the perfect fit for my life. And I don't know. I think you might want to think this one over.
Dude, we just met. You don't know me. You don't know anything about me. How do you know?
The fact that you want me to be your wife without even knowing me, if you want to marry someone that quickly, it's not me.
Sounds like Miriam doesn't want to marry him.
Move on. Don't even acknowledge that.
And to be clear, Peter, like, it is really, really good to go in with very clear intentions and know what you want.
but those are too clear.
I know. and romance is a good thing, but that is too much, Peter.
That's like getting a tattoo of clear intentions. Yeah. That's aggressive.
Peter, that's too much.
I mean, all right, no problem. I mean, my wife would never be so close-minded.
Definitely
for the best.
It's definitely her fault, for sure.
I can't wait for you to build one. So listen, I think Miriam, if normally what we would do here is we'd offer a second date, but I'm going to guess in this one, like, we'd pay for the second date, but I'm going to guess in this one that it's a no.
Oh, yeah, no, pass.
Okay.
Yeah,
pass. All right.
Second date would be a
probably best we go our separate ways. And Peter, everybody listening to this thinks that you came on too strong. So just sometimes, you know, sometimes the crowd is right. Sometimes the crowd is wrong. In this case, I think you may want to reevaluate the strategy the next time you really like the date that you're on, okay?
We'll see how that goes. I don't know.
Yeah, all right, man.
Well, yeah. It's best to shut down.
I feel like I know what I want, and I feel like that's what you got to go for in this world.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Just got a text from one of my best friends, Dara, here. He said, it puts the lotion on its skin, in reference to Peter.
He's terrifying. He's terrified.
The texts are just wild.
From the 647, I think Miriam could have liked kicking puppies for fun, and Peter still would have been into her. He was clearly only focused on her looks and what kids she could pop out.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Another text came in and says, I see many, many divorces in Peter's future.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So listen, Lord of the Rings may be your thing, or it may not be your thing. But I think it's important that you know that the new Lord of the Rings show that's coming out on Amazon cost $1 billion.
Whoa.
Billion with a B. Billion. Now, they've done a couple seasons of it already. The first season cost $485 million to produce. Now, it's like a prequel. It's about the Rings of Power, if you're interested in this. Jax is already going to make fun of TJ and I for this. Yeah. I know this.
Is this the one Elijah Woods is in?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's the, well, he's not in this one, but he was in that series. Guys. Yeah.
Dobby, right?
Dobby would be Harry Potter.
Oh, okay. Gollum.
Gollum.
Yeah.
That's right.
R2-D2.
Different series.
How can you not like Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, Lord of the Rings
You believe
is great.
In astrology. You love fantasy.
I do love fantasy. It's too spooky for me. It's too spooky.
Lord of the Rings is too spooky.
There is a giant spider.
Yeah.
That part's spooky.
I like when they're in that green village.
The Shire?
Yeah. I like when they're there. Because that's sunnier and seems to be happy.
It reminds you of Nova Scotia.
It kind of does. It kind of
hilly,
does.
Green,
but
beautiful.
But when they start going to the volcanoes and such, I'm not interested.
No?
No.
Okay,
no.
Well.
It's too spooky.
I'm very, very excited about this. So here's the thing. Like 6 or 7 years ago, a show called Marco Polo came out on Netflix. And it was the first series to cost $100 million.
I remember that.
And that was a big story.
And it did nothing, didn't it?
It didn't do great. Like, they did 2 seasons of it, and it was okay. Like, I remember watching it because I was so excited. I'm a history nerd. No, not that great. $1 billion for a TV show. My question is, what exactly are you spending that kind of money on? $1 billion. And I know it's Lord of the Rings, and I know you want to do a good job, but $1 billion.
You got to buy the really cool swords.
Yeah, you do. You do. Like, everything better be real. And the thing is that I always feel like if you spend this kind of money, you're setting yourself up potentially for a massive failure.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
You think so?
Yeah. How do you make that money back? At all? Like $1 billion? Well, $1 billion?
I don't know that Amazon cares about making that money back.
Yeah,
I think they want
true.
You to sign up for Prime so you can get stuff shipped to your door and you can watch a bunch of TV. I don't think they're like, hey, we need to make money on Lord of the Rings. I think they're like, we just need more people subscribing to our stuff. And we have $1 billion to spend because we're Amazon.
Okay, so Avatar, which was the most profitable movie ever made, $2.8 billion, which is a lot of money.
Wow.
So this costs a third of that, right?
No. Avatar made $2.8 billion.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I think I'm losing my point here.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I think you're trying to say that it needs to be as good as Avatar to just break even, basically.
That's exactly okay, what I'm trying to say. But thank you, I got lost along the way.
They put a ton of money into Game of Thrones, and everybody hated it.
Only the last season. Only the last season.
That's what I mean. But like everybody was, because they pumped way more money than the previous seasons into the last
They did.
And then it didn't work out. So.
Well, the thing with Game of Thrones, too, was that the creators were done making it, and they were getting lucrative offers from, like, Netflix. And they were ready to leave, and they were done, and they didn't want to do Game of Thrones anymore. And HBO was like, we think you should make this into two seasons. And they were like, no, we don't want to do two seasons. We want to do one. Hence why you got the terrible last season of Game of Thrones.
But it wasn't just the creators that were the problem. Because remember, there was the Starbucks cup that was just left in a scene. It was just straight up
that's
laziness
the creators.
From everybody on the crew.
No, that's the creators.
No,
that's
but they wouldn't have say in like catching the cup.
Yes, 100% they would. Those guys, the two guys that ran it,
yeah.
that they were the ones, they're in the editing bays. They're the ones, they're the last line of defense. 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, they just flat out didn't care. That's what happened. So here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm going to ask you. Jax already thinks this is going to be a bad show.
I've stopped listening. I'm thinking about Sex and the City. Like, let's be honest here.
All right. Which is also a bad show.
TJ, I'm hate watching. Yeah. I'm busy.
$1 billion on the show. How much faith do you have as a Lord of the Rings fan?
None. It's too pricey. There's no way it can live up to it. 0% chance.
Okay, well, I'm going to be the one that says, I think it'll be a great show. And maybe, Jax, you can get into Gollum and all the other fun characters.
I hope they find the ring in the volcano.
There's a lot of rings. Oh. There's one ring to rule them all, but there's
multiple.
A lot of other rings.
Oh,
you need to learn.
Find them.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Some good news could be coming our way as restaurants and gyms look like they will be open on January 31st. CP24 is reporting that the Ontario government is set to announce that. Doug Ford also basically confirmed it as well. In fact, his full quote was, we look forward to having a good announcement for restaurants, gyms, and other folks that have been closed. The rumor is that it's going to be at 50% capacity starting on January 31st. Here are the style trends of 2022. This according to Pinterest, who of course would know, they're predicting that mullets are coming back. That something called goth business casual is going to be a big thing.
Ooh.
Along with bedazzled accessories, tooth gems, pearls, high puff hairstyles, and checkerboard patterns, along with vibrant, colorful outfits. Adam Wilde's favorite artist on this earth, Bruno Mars, is getting a Las Vegas residency.
He's the best. You guys need to see him live. He's the best.
He's rocking.
He's amazing.
Yeah. 13 days starting February 25th, Bruno on Twitter said, it's happening. The sexiest party of the year. Them Silk Sonic boys are performing live in Vegas. He's also very short.
Was everybody else busy?
Why do you give him such a hard time about Bruno Mars?
Adam's like, oh, he's incredible.
He's amazing. And
you said he's the greatest artist of our generation.
He's one of the greatest artists of our generation.
No, you said
Adam,
greatest.
He's the greatest. Adam.
He's the greatest.
There are many other artists
you
that are far superior.
Like Meghan Trainor.
You come to see him when he comes back to Toronto.
I will not go anywhere with you.
I'm upset with you. Very mad. And that's not true. Don't lie.
That's really not true.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
I'm upset. Hey, Bruno Mars fans, can you text Jax, 999-999, tell her she's wrong?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, so your partner loves you, do they? Let me ask you this. Would they walk 12 and a half kilometers to see you and share cake in a snowstorm? Honest answers only.
Honest answers, I legitimately think Val would traverse that distance for me because she's a big walker.
She loves a good walk. Jax.
No, it's dangerous.
Yeah, no, but Natalie would for sure not. Yeah, she always claims, she's always like, oh, I blew up my knee when I was 18. She did, but it's like, come on.
I guess I'm just the only one who's in love on the show.
Well, you must be. You must be.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Now, there is a Seneca student who did just this, okay? Is, you know, he made plans. His name's Ian Best. He made plans with his girlfriend on Monday to go eat cake at her house. And then the storm came, and he obviously couldn't drive, and he couldn't get an Uber, and he couldn't get on TDC, so he walked. He said, we planned a few days before the storm that we would hang out on Monday, share cake. Storm came. I still wanted to see her. They must be new.
They're a couple weeks in, and they're at the exchanging photos part of their relationship.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
My guess.
Walking long distances and eating cake—that's the first. That's the first little bit.
He documented his journey in two TikToks, which have amassed over 350,000 views.
Wow!
And people think he's crazy, but he's crazy in love. Now, is this romantic or?
I think it's just silly. It's like my girlfriend loves me. I believe Michelle loves me deeply, but she would be like, "That's not a good idea." That's not a good idea.
But sometimes in love, we do things that are not a good idea. And she, are you saying Michelle wouldn't do that for you?
No, maybe because she's older and we're older in a relationship. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Once you're out of your 20s, it's sort of like, it's like, I mean, I could see you tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm not leaving my house.
It's like, very cool.
Do you want me
there.
To call you a cab? Like, are you good?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Life is, if you think about it, a series of near misses. Things that you hoped would happen, but then didn't. You were like, oh my God, thank God. What Garth Brooks called it, unanswered prayers.
Is that who we're quoting this morning?
We're quoting Garth Brooks this morning.
Garth Brooks.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Good old Garth. Right.
Now, Jax told us a story in the studio the other day. Of one of her greatest near misses. And sometimes your greatest near miss is the thing that you almost did to your luck. Jax, tell us.
So I was a bad girl. I was a rebel. I was a punk. I was a raver as a teenager, even though I had never been to a rave, and I grew up in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Raver capital of the world. But I had a lot of piercings. You know, I had my lips pierced, I had my tongue pierced, I had my nose pierced, I had my ears stretched. Mm-hmm. It was a bad girl.
It used to take you a half hour to get through a metal detector.
It did. Listen, guys, don't want to brag, but I shopped at West 49. but I, my mother was so mad. I almost got a really cool piercing that not a lot of people had, and I saw a dude at a tattoo shop in Halifax that had it, and I thought, all right, this is me. And then I couldn't get it done because it was considered a surface piercing, and I didn't have parental consent. And take a wild guess where this piercing was.
I don't know. Where?
On the back of my neck.
Wait,
what? Whoa, that was not what I was guessing.
No. I wanted to get my nape pierced.
What?
Yeah.
So that's through one side and out the other,
it's
right?
It's like a surface piercing, yeah. So it's like it's like a little bit of skin and then like two of the barbells show up.
What does surface piercing mean?
Surface means like, so it's not as deep. It's not going through like an orifice.
Oh, surface.
Yeah, surface, yeah.
I thought you said service. Like
no,
he's doing
service
you a favor.
Piercing. So thankfully I didn't get that done, because now thinking about that, and I mean, to each their own, do what you want to do, but I would not be feeling good about that right now.
I almost got a tattoo I regretted.
Really?
Yeah. What? Well, beyond the ones that I do regret,
I
was like 17 or 18, and I really liked the band Architects. Still kind
of
do.
Never heard of them.
No,
and
neither have I.
They had a song called Hollow Crown.
Oh, no.
And there was a lyric in that song.
Oh, no.
And it said, as the sea breeze hits my lungs, it takes me back to where I belong. And I was like, I need to get that tattooed on my arm. Here's the thing.
You're from Brampton?
I'm from Brampton. I don't think I've ever even seen the sea. why was
Have
I going to get that?
Had you been to the ocean?
I've seen Google images of it. I knew everything I needed to know.
Honey.
Yeah. So. Damn. Cool. That's wild. I know you guys are looking at me like, hey, Adam, did you have anything? And the closest I came, so Jax and TJ both have like full sleeve tattoos. And I have nothing. And the only reason I have nothing is because I couldn't think of anything in my life to tattoo on myself. Like, what would I want that at this age would still be relevant to me decades from now? And since I couldn't come up with anything, I never got one.
Yeah.
But I came close when I was in my early 20s and I was dating a girl who, you know, sometimes you date somebody and you think they're too hot for you. They're not.
Yeah.
But you, and then they kind of take advantage of that.
Yep.
She's like, you know, you'd be a, this is what she legit said. She's like, you know, you'd be a lot sexier with a tattoo.
No.
And I was like, what? So I started looking up things. I'm like, what am I going to look at? And I hate myself for this, because even considering this, I should have broken up with her right on the spot. But I was going to take there's a band that I really love. They're called Van Halen. And
this indie band that you may not know, Van Halen.
Some people have not heard of them. Like, they're, you know, they're an 80s band.
He's going to start singing Panama.
And I think I was going to get like an Eddie Van Halen tattoo guitar with something along the lines of like Might As Well Jump, which is their big song. And it's one of my favorite songs by them. And I'm so glad I didn't, because not only would it have not been sexy to her, I don't think I ever would have had sex again. Like, I'm pretty sure if that was on, like, it was going to be on the back of my shoulder, I'm pretty sure if that had happened, I would have, Virgin Radio would have been apt for me, because I would have been born again.
See, I wish I had the foresight of that, of being like, I don't think I'll want this in 10 years. You only think of the present when you're a teenager.
The only reason I didn't get my tattoo is because I didn't have the money. Thank God I didn't.
Hollow crown by the sea.
Yeah.
So here's what we want to know. What did you almost get that you go look back and you go, oh my God, I am so glad that didn't happen. 999-99 in text. You can call us too. 416-872-9999. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You almost got this tattoo. You almost got this piercing. You almost went for this look. And God, are you glad you didn't do it. Jax had it was the nape of your neck that you were going to have pierced?
Yeah. No, it can look pretty, but it wasn't for, like, I was 14. Like, go to school. Like, stop. Like,
so what did you almost get that you're so glad you didn't? 999-99 to text. Hit us up.
From the 905, always wanted to get my nose pierced. My mom said, not until I was old enough to get it done and signed by myself. By the time I reached that age, I realized I did not want to draw any unwanted attention to my nose. My grandfather called it a Roman nose.
That means you have a big nose. Oh. I think it's distinguished.
We have a couple more from the 416. A buddy of mine tried to convince me to get t-shirt time tattooed on our legs as a funny tattoo when we were in our Jersey Shore phase. I said no. Thank God.
I mean, for like a year, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, it would have been really, really funny for like 9 months.
Cabs are here? Remember that?
Yeah, Cabs here.
It was fun.
I wanted so badly to get my nipples pierced when I was in high school.
Ooh.
Every day I see my nipples, I thank the powers that be for making me too broke to afford it. Did you guys see the TikTok of the girl who won the dumbest tattoo challenge?
No.
So she posted this thing and was like, a month before COVID, I got this tattoo. Courageously and radically refused to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Which I guess was in reference to like being yourself.
Yeah.
But it happened like a month before the pandy hit.
Yeah. Being authentic and being genuine and that she won't go into different masks. Yeah.
Instead, she just looks like a lunatic.
That's funny.
It only would have been worse if it was in like Sanskrit or something.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Keep it coming. 999-99 to text. The thing that you're like, oh God, I'm so glad I never got to do that to my body.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.